Ready?
Okay, we'll come out of recess now, or we'll start the meeting, and we'll turn it over to CBAC President Adrian Medina. 6:15 on Thursday, no, Monday.
November the
26th.
Thank you all. I apologize. I thought it was 6:30. I saw my email at 6:30. I apologize for letting you guys wait here. I think we need to really look at our organization, obviously, as I was looking to the member of Board of Trustees. So I know our vice chair is here, Mark Leonard. So I have to, as board member, I can't head this committee. So that's our first order of business, is to nominate and to move forward on reorganization.
Okay.
So.
So I guess we just need to take the next step and reorganize the CBAC. A lot of members not here tonight. So
we did send out an email to the entire group.
Here, go ahead. You got the
kidding.
Email. So any nominations, or how are we going to do this?
Well, I was thinking that subcommittee, I thought, was working all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to go back to that if we could. We had three subcommittees. One was construction, budget, and what was the other one? Personnel?
Planning?
Okay.
The only concern I would have with that is I don't think we have enough members anymore.
No. I had eight in the group. I had.
I don't think we have that anymore.
How many do we have, actually?
At the last full meeting, we had 15 viable members. Y'all had 15 viable members.
So that's half of what we started with.
Right.
And through the chair, the board did approve that CBAC on an annual basis, one time, similar like Jerry Lewis Telethon, one time annually can do a membership drive to bring on new members who then will be presented to the board for possible approval. You set a timeline, 2 to 3 weeks. We will help you publicize that. We gather more members to go to the board for approval. You're allowed per board action now to do that once a year. And of course, we have our new board president, Armando Rodriguez, here with us tonight. And Armando, thanks for being with us. And the board did approve that along with Adrian.
Is there a time frame?
You said
it's
it.
It's up to our discretion.
Yes, it just says a short timeline, once a year.
Okay.
If I may, I think because of the holiday season, you're not going to get
January.
A lot of. Yeah, I don't think
January.
You need a lot.
Maybe
leave it open
January.
For 2 months, you know, and then at the end of January, like Spring was saying, right. You decide at that point.
I think that might be a new year would be that like Dr. Murphy said, I don't know what we can do, but I think we can post it on our website.
Yeah, we can help with the marketing of it.
When is our next quarterly meeting?
December 6th?
Yeah.
December 6th.
December 6th, we'll check that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put that on calendar. Well,
no, it's not December 6th.
No, it's not.
No. The veil instruction and policy.
This is supposed to be held at CMS, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
December 5th, Canutillo Middle School. I have December 5th.
So Wednesday, right?
I have Wednesday.
Do you see that, Gustav?
It's on my calendar.
Okay, December 5th. We will send out, believe me, since it's a major quarterly required meeting, we will send out a big blast about it.
And maybe that would be a good time to present it to the CBAC for the membership drive.
Membership drive, I think so.
Yeah.
And then set up a time frame. Anytime after January or February, if you want to give 6 weeks of.
And also consider, as you're reorganizing and for this quarterly meeting, like we have the standard reporting mechanism that Maria works on every month, but if there's anything else that you guys are looking specifically towards to present to that meeting, or like if you have an agenda, what you need for facilities to do, you could let us know so that we can be prepared.
Okay.
I would like it if I may. That we go out in January and just mark it that we need new members because it's a new year, everybody's fresh.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Right now, everybody's going to ignore it.
Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Italian.
So I think, to move along, I think that tonight we need to elect a...
You've been elected.
Have I been elected?
Well, there needs to be a nomination.
As I resign.
Pastor Gabriel Solis nominates
Mark Nunnery.
Mr. Nunnery. Are you a voting member?
I most certainly am a voting member.
I am.
Second.
Leo Cardin is second, along with Annette Brigham.
And since he just throws things at me.
She's not voting.
I heard you.
And I also think we need to elect a...
Wait, we got to take a vote.
Oh.
I'm just helping out here. I'm not in charge. I just,
since I'm still chair, by de facto, I haven't been officially resigned as of this meeting, I will.
There's a nomination. Just to follow rules of order, should you resign first?
And then that's kind of what I thought I had done, was resign and hand it over.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
All right, so Adrian officially resigned.
Somebody had to worry.
So that has to be like a season of nomination. So that's for all nominations?
Yeah.
All nominations for a vice chair?
No, for chair. Are there any
chair,
other
volunteers?
Are there any?
Any more nominations other than Mark Nunnery?
Motion to cease nominations.
Any more motions for nominations?
No, I motion to cease nominations.
Okay. Al Flores, motion to cease nominations. Does there need to be a second on that?
Yes.
Who seconds that?
I'll second that.
Pastor Solis seconds that. And then now who says...
Vote to cease the nominations and then...
Okay. And who calls for the vote?
Motion to vote.
And then after this, then it's over to him. Yeah, just like that last time. So all in favor of Mark Nunnery?
No, ceasing nomination.
Ceasing nomination?
Yes.
Wow. She got a ceasing nomination. All in favor of ceasing nomination?
I vote yes.
Aye.
All those opposed?
That's
Harry.
So
now it's Mark Nunnery. I should have gotten my Robin rules of order over the holiday.
They'll drive you crazy.
What's that? Yeah, they will drive you crazy. Yeah. There's a motion on the floor to, for Mark Nunnery for chair of the CBAC. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Woo!
The peaceful transition of power.
So now we need to move on and nominate a vice chair.
No, we're done.
It's all on you. If you want to do a vice chair,
yeah, we need to do a vice chair. Absolutely.
But don't we have a vice chair in place already?
No. He was the vice chair.
Oh, you were the vice chair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was a...
Oh, okay. Now that makes sense. Okay.
He was a vice chair. That's kind of why I handed it over to you.
Can you nominate someone that isn't here?
Oh, sure.
We did last time. That's why we invited you. I mean, you have Gilbert Garcia and Clarice Garcia and Mr. Gonzalez. Who else is not here that was in the last meeting? There's four people that I can think of that are not here.
For the league.
So.
We had a list last time, but.
Yeah, we don't have
nobody
list.
Brought that in.
Yeah. We have a list.
There's a sign up this, right?
I think it was non-staff members too. We wanted to make sure.
Correct.
You
yes.
Know,
non-staff. Members.
Flores, you know,
that's why I was asking if Annette could even vote.
Tony Flores.
Oh yeah, Tony Flores.
Clarice Garcia, Gilbert Garcia, Penny Ledesma.
That's correct.
AKA
Sexton.
Penny Sexton. For those that don't know. Okay. Lily, Adrian, Julieta Melendez, was she here last time? I'm not sure.
Yes, Julie was.
Okay,
yeah,
Julie was.
That's who was here. There you go.
Connie Parker's been here. Monica Reyes, Garcia, Robert Sandoval.
Mr. Sandoval, he's
usually here.
He's the...
And then
he's always construction, right? Yeah.
Big talker.
Yeah, big talk. Yes, just the homes,
custom
homes.
Yes.
Perfect. So I guess, is there any
nominations
for vice chair? Is that right?
Mr. Solis, you wouldn't want to do it?
I'm not going to.
I'm going to ask you.
He declines. Leo, you want to do it?
I do think, you know, you do need a vice chair in this sort of committee.
You could also table it to the next meeting.
Yeah, it's for the big meeting. That's true.
Why don't we do that? Yeah. So we have a nomination.
To table.
Motion to table it.
But when you table something, you have to set a date when you're going to do it.
So
it
would be December 5th.
December 5th. The next quarterly. Feedback quarterly.
Got it.
So Mark motions to table it. I second the motion.
Mr. Nunnery made the motion. Pastor Solis seconded.
And so,
take a vote.
Take a vote.
Mm-hmm. To table.
To table it.
Correct.
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, and I'll have an agenda item, and I'll talk about the membership drive and how the board approved it, and I'll tell you, and I'll let the whole committee know about that. We also did those road shows over October, November. We were wondering if the CBAC wanted to see the presentation, or if many of you went to one or two of them and you don't need to see it again. That was something we were wondering.
The road show was good because it gave like some of the renderings of the architects and some photographs.
How was the turnout?
Very low. We had pretty good the very first meeting, so we were enthusiastic, and then it just trickled off after that to where the last meeting we only had one person come. So, and we publicized the heck out of them. The principals gave free dress day. We did flyers. We put it in every communication we had.
Some people gave away door prizes at some school campuses. Like,
and we just did not have good attendance.
I think the last quarter of the year,
yeah, that's
right. It's real hard to pull people from their homes and their activities.
And I think maybe like we had discussed, maybe like the parent-teacher conference, people are already there.
You know, I think for the parent-teacher conference maybe, and the one coming up in February.
Yeah.
We could definitely have something at least, you know.
Did everybody see the real good envisions we did? Real nice.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Gustavo did a great job on that.
That was really good.
Adrian had a little.
Yeah. And, you know, we did 5 sessions all across the district. And no matter how hard we tried, we couldn't boost attendance.
Where was the best attendance?
Davenport Elementary.
Believe it or not.
Had the most.
And principals went out of their way to let people know about the meeting. And I will tell you from experience that if people are, you know, at least they'll show up if they have a problem with things. Mm-hmm. You know?
If they don't have a problem, they're not going to show a lot of time.
Majority of people.
Yeah.
So, we did one on the east side. We were at those apartments at Wrestler and Red, Wrestler and Helen of Troy. We were at Davenport. We were at AMS. We were at
CMS.
We were at Damian. So we were all over the district, and it just didn't generate a lot of interest.
Was there any good questions or good feedback from?
There were. We did most of the meetings were before we named the school, so a lot of questions centered on the new school and you know, when will it open.
Yeah, they liked our presentation on the pre-K 8. It brought it alive for them. They also had a lot of questions about some of the little smaller projects at individual campuses, like is Davenport getting a soccer field. You know, what about the drinking fountains at BCE? We got a lot of those little questions.
And Ms. Matthews did a great job of providing a lot of visual stuff that we use for presentation, renderings, drawings, and...
And we can show it to CBAC on December 5th. It takes about 20 minutes to go through if you want to see it.
I would like to see it.
Okay, we'll put that on the agenda.
So do you think that would be... The roadshow would be worthwhile doing again?
That was my next.
I'll answer that. The thing is that like right now all of the architects have completed their schematic design. So graphically, you know what the facade of the floor plan and everything's going to look like. So you have it now. So from now until, let's just say, February or January, it's all going to be number crunching and detailing. So if we come back like in a month from now, it's pretty much going to be the same facade of the building. Right. So you're not going to get like a lot of like new images right. or something like that.
So maybe just maybe once a year?
Yeah, or maybe in the spring, like April, toward the end of the year, toward the end of the school year.
What you were saying, we could, you know, at the second parent-teacher conference, or, you know,
or maybe the one for next year, the very first one of the school year. Yeah.
The problem is that you're doing five schools in one night, and so how do you do the roadshow five places in one night? You know, because there's only Gustavo... that could really even do it. But we could probably rig something up to where it's a video they could watch or something like that. Of course, we could do a video and put it on the web.
We could have video and handouts. You know, and even maybe a CBAC member would be at the table. You know, like we used to, when I was at AMS, you know, at the table, like we used to have Northwest Early College at the table, you could just have a CBAC table, and then you'd be there to answer questions and give out information. I think that would be a very powerful...
Yes.
I would agree.
And it's a way to remain visual.
And I think then the people of the committee are on there, too. And then I think it you could even do a committee member with maybe a CISD member. Do you know what I mean? And then the community sees the two of us working together. And I think that would be very powerful.
I thought some of the strongest things were some of the things that weren't even related to the bond, because it just served kind of like as a resource to the community. Like they asked for the soccer fields. Hey, if we get our own coach, how do you request to use the facility if we want to coach our kids for non-school events? Or, for example, at the early college campus, like not a lot of people knew that we had that service, so a lot of people that had kids in elementary school or middle school were like, oh, hey, you can sign up for the early college campus to help grow these programs. And those are like a huge help to the community.
So it was really like an open house.
If we had a lot of, especially from Davenport, they were very, they loved that idea of the early college. So it's like,
what can you do with all that?
Yeah, they just...
And a lot of the information that was in envisions came from the roadshow as well. So that's another way that we got it out. Not all. I mean, the roadshow is more comprehensive, of course, because of the space limitations. But a lot of it was certainly drawings and renderings.
I know drawings and renderings. They help.
Oh yeah, I mean, people just love that.
Oh yeah,
and people are able to visualize.
I have a hard time visualizing.
If you put a video on the website, do you have a clicker that you could more or less know how many people from the community are looking at it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could film what we do in front of you guys on the 5th and then put it on the web. We could do that.
I think it'll be better if we just do a voiceover.
Do a voiceover?
Yeah, because it'll be too dark and audio won't be.
It's ready to go. I mean, the PowerPoint's there. It's done. Okay. So we could probably do that.
Would you consider an option to
Maria, will you remind me about that?
In the first quarter of next year?
Well, like Jennifer said, we'd want a little more progress to be made, so maybe in the second quarter, maybe like April, May at the end of the year, would that be okay? Toward the end of the school year?
I think that would give us more new stuff to tell them. Because right now
if we did something like in combination, if we did something like at a parent-teacher conference beginning of the year with the CBAC member and with information, and then followed up second semester with the roadshow too, then we might be getting even more people. You know what I mean? Right. So you're getting a lot of parents there. We'd have the nice brochures. We could hand them out. We get that one-on-one where we can meet. You'd be surprised how many parents that come through a parent-teacher conference and how many people you talk to. And if you get two people there, and they'll say, oh, what is CBAC? Oh, this is a bond. Okay, what's this? And you ask a lot of questions, and then we could even decide then what to do. Well, you get their names, and they will contact you for the next one.
Can the district help us? Maybe Gustavo could figure out some way to have a brochure for CBAC, like a little trifle.
For recruitment?
Huh?
For recruitment?
For recruitment, and
if we have a table, we
would produce something for you.
If we have a table at the parent-teacher conference,
see, that's
and we're
I
there,
mean, yes, exactly. That's
we have a brochure.
We can give you a banner. you know.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Pat.
You know, with somewhat of a logo and then have literature.
Oh, yeah, see, I thought if we could even show some of the envisions, we did the envisions, you know how you saw the pictures, and then have those as separate. You know, we could have that information, and then we could do like a trifold with the information with just snippets from it. You know, like not all the pictures, but then we'd have both. So when the people are sitting at that table, we'd have something to give people, absolutely, that you could give them. And then you could even do a separate one of just CBAC. Who is CBAC? What is the mission? What are the people involved? You know, the subcommittees and things like that. So then it's you'd give them both when they left. So then they would say, and you'd say, oh, excuse me, you want to sign up?
And then if it's done in October, it could even push a little bit for the next year's recruitment.
That's what I'm thinking.
For the CBAC.
Yeah, because we would want to have them. I don't think we would want to have another roadshow until there's some noticeable changes within the district. You know, like CMS parking lot done. You know, big things like that.
You could see like the at least have the foundation poured or
in January or February you'll be able to make an announcement like here's all your projects and here's all the contractors that were awarded, because by then you'll be like, hey, here's the project, here's who's going to build it. So at least that's and that gives you a little something more to announce, because that's huge before it seems to make more tangible.
So is the feeling in the community that everything is going well?
Well,
with the members.
Well, I mean,
it's like Gustavo said, when there's problems, people show up.
Well, we're not hearing otherwise, good or bad, really.
I haven't heard anything. No news is good news on this.
Well,
let's
agree
with that.
Well, the only thing is in our neighborhood, probably was not the highest to vote for. You know. But is that they were just saying they've got at least you're getting information out. That's what I'm hearing. At least you're getting information out.
At the beginning of this school year, my daughter goes to Garcia, mm-hmm. which is obviously a school that is not receiving a lot of changes because of the bond. Mm-hmm. So I was being asked because I, kind of talked to parents here and there, and they had no information. But I think since then, it's kind of died down because everybody kept coming to me and saying, hey, what's going on? I don't know anything. We haven't heard anything. We obviously don't see anything because nothing's being done.
Did you get a lot of new shade canopies, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, it wasn't a whole lot compared to some of the other schools, obviously.
Which school?
Garcia.
Well,
it's
one
of
the newest.
And it's something that when we went out and talked to people before the election, we were pretty upfront about that.
Right. And they understood that, but it's just they haven't heard anything or seen anything because we were not receiving it at the school. And that's obviously within the neighborhood. So I was getting, what has been done? What point are you? People that knew that I was on this committee. And I was well, there is a lot of things going on, and I kind of would run through it. But now that I think the brochure went out, or the newsletter, and then obviously the whole roadshow.
What we did there was we combined Damian and Garcia. We had it at Damian.
Yes.
But I know the Garcia worked very hard in promoting.
Right, and since then I haven't heard anything from people now approaching me and asking me.
Yeah.
So I think that's...
Well, and that's why I like the idea would be that we could work together and come up with something for the parent teacher conference, especially in October, like you said.
And the big thing coming to Garcia is the soccer field, and that's still coming.
Yeah. So is that something we should
and that was in the workshop.
Bring up for the December 5th meeting? Is the kind of get a date set for one would be recruitment? Mm-hmm. And two would be for...
What would you want to call it? Parent-teacher information?
Yeah.
CBAC
information booths at parent-teacher conferences in February.
I think we could, because,
make that an agenda item?
Make it an agenda item.
I mean, that would be in February,
Give or take, right around there. And then we could do another full round of road shows at the end of the school year, like in April, May.
And then we might get more people.
Yeah.
The parent-teacher conferences, if you have interested in joining the CBAC, you know where you leave your name,
email address, because that's October,
and then people
it's going to happen
you.
At the right. beginning of the year, and there we get
and
people
then we
interested.
Could bring it, right, I'm just thinking that we could, and maybe somebody in the CBAC could come up with, maybe just for a committee that would contact the people that at least signed up, say, hey, we got your phone, we got that you filled out the form, thank you for filling the form out.
Are you still interested?
Are you still interested? We're going to be happy. You know, I mean, that might be something, you know, because I think you can do that. You know.
And it's unfortunate, but it's reality. We're going to have a turnover. I mean, every committee.
Yeah, people come.
I mean, so it's important that we.
Well, all's not lost. I mean, you guys do have 15 still standing. I mean, they're not here at this little meeting, but. Come December 5th, you'll have the crowd back. I'm sure Lily and Connie and they'll all show.
So make Lily your best chair.
who's left?
Hey!
You can't be a staff member.
Oh, wow. I don't think so.
So that would be an agenda item for the 5th.
Yeah. How many board members? 15.
There's 15 that are still viable. Remember, you got to attend 3 a year, and 15 are still in it.
So was there any other...
Do you have a list of those?
Any other agenda items for the 5th that we need to discuss?
If you'd like a little update on the pre-K-8, we've done a lot of work over the last couple months. It came in initially over budget, and we've had to go in and change. And actually, the design of it has changed somewhat. And we could talk a little bit about that. I don't want to go into too many details because they're still working on it right now. But I could do a pre-K-8 update for you.
We're going to get a comprehensive update of all the projects, right? That meeting?
Well, what will you have for them, Jennifer? You'll have the green, the sheets from Gloria?
Yeah, the financial summary and the financial detail. We'll have the PowerPoint presentation. And if you want, we can have like the latest of the pre-K through 8.
Okay.
What about the...
But you'll have the where we are on the Gantt charts as far as every single project, as far as the backup documentation.
Yeah, we can have the Gantt charts.
Yeah. And expenditures and everything.
So what about the project manager and all that?
And we can give you a personnel update.
Yeah.
That is still very much in flux right now too.
Has it been difficult to find somebody?
Yeah, the problem. Yes.
A qualified person.
It's more of the salary issue that we're having problems with.
Yeah, we've met, we've ranked, and
We can give you an update on all that. Personnel update, expenditure update, pre-K-8 update, the road show. We can talk about recruitment and the parent-teacher conference. That'll be a good meeting.
I don't know if Jennifer would answer this or Dr. Murphy. In one of the last meetings that I was here with the board and Mr. VMAC owner,
Venegas.
And his son. I remember his son mentioned that we were 6 months behind on geotechnical. How's that?
We recently, we opened an RFQ for soils testing and conjunction materials testing as well as surveying this very morning. And we'll be interviewing all the firms that replied. And we did get a pretty fair response. And we're taking both of those to the board in December. So.
We're thinking now on the pre-K-8, you know, our initial idea was fall 2014, and now we're looking more 2015 that we're going to open. The 2014 was ambitious as it was, but it's looking more like 2015. And we're okay. We're not overcrowded. We don't have a single portable in the district, but it does look 2015 is the more reasonable.
What about the redistricting?
That'll have to happen, but it'll happen closer to like right before we open it. So we're still a year and a half away from doing that.
No,
we're not going to do that until we absolutely have to.
Until we absolutely have to.
District-wide panic.
I think all of a sudden you'll say, you know, there's a big hot hour balloon. Was it headed there? Yeah, she'd leave it. She's going to Oz.
And the other thing about there is actually there's real science to that, you know. We have a demographer that we use.
And working on it.
Yeah, I know.
And it is because there's more elementary kids than there are middle school kids. So if you try to draw the boundary for middle school to get enough middle school, you got too many elementary kids.
Yeah,
but then if you say, okay, just for the elementary, now the middle school is small. So where's the middle ground? You know, it's
can you draw two boundary lines?
Yes.
Well,
oh,
then.
Yeah. See, what we can do, and what we did with doing with the demography study, we also could move it into the GIS to try to, then geocoding them, and it's we're going to be playing those what if scenarios, because I'd rather play those what if scenarios on a computer than in front of them.
Yeah. So we're still a ways away. We're still a ways away to doing that.
So, so we have all the agenda items for the 5th.
Can you review them, please?
Yes, it's the recruitment, the info brochures for the parent-teacher conferences, the roadshow. Yes, it's for the CBAC. The vice, the nominations and elections for the vice chair, the update for the pre-K through 8, the bond report and backup information, and the personnel updates.
And that's the expenditure stuff, that
right,
bond report.
The bond project.
And the presentation.
And the roadshow presentation.
You just said it takes about 20 minutes.
Takes about 20 minutes.
And Leo, you had brought up subcommittee.
Yeah.
You want to add that?
Well, yeah, we just discussed the status of the subcommittee.
We can discuss that.
Right.
Okay.
See if we have enough people to
continue.
So we reaffirm the committee's doing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
distributing properly.
I thought in one of the meetings we had done away with those subcommittees. No,
we did when Jim was still the president, because it was really getting kind of low.
So we discussed restarting them and maybe reconfiguring them, maybe only having two instead of three or something like that.
Yeah,
maybe we can do that after we recruit.
Yeah. When we talk about it at the meeting.
Depends on our attendance, too.
I mean,
out of 15, I mean, you could probably get good committees out of it. Because
you'd want new people to be on the committees, I agree. I think.
To be honest with you, I always thought you guys should have had two committees. I thought you were one committee too many.
Well, we have
one's finance, for sure.
Yeah, and then projects.
Planning and finance.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of... The planning
and construction.
Yeah, see, yeah, right.
They kind of overstep each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's enough for them.
That it is a good meeting. It sounds like a good meeting.
Yeah, and we'll have dinner, and it'll be at 6 o'clock. And
Canthea Middle School.
It'll be Canthea Middle in the band hall in the back. We'll have signs. You go all the way through the school to the back, to the band hall. And I wasn't there a talk about a tour?
Monica Reyes Garcia wanted to show the school.
Tour of
So you might want to actually, you know, and this was a suggestion at the last meeting, was to get them in a little earlier so she can do a tour, so it's not part of the actual meeting. If people are interested in seeing the actual state of the school and see the boiler that we got to see. Remember that boiler?
Yeah. And the small rooms.
Yeah. That boiler, one of the boilers.
So what, maybe we make it 5:30 for the tour and 6 o'clock for the meeting.
6 o'clock for the actual meeting. Yeah, that way you have enough time to walk through it. I think it took us
5:30
minutes to walk through the school.
Yeah. And we set the 5th, right?
Yeah, 5th.
And you would send an email out.
Oh, yeah, we'll send this all out. Maria will get with Tony, and we'll get this all out. 5:30 and then dinner, and then we'll start.
Well, if it takes 30 minutes, you can do a 5:30 tour and a 6
o'clock tour. Yeah.
So that there's two.
Yeah, some people that might be tight for time still want to see the school.
Okay.
And if it's possible, I know that we had the architect have their layouts of what they're doing there.
Yeah, we could have MNK. We want to request Renee from MNK. She is probably one of the most accommodating people we work with. I'm sure she'll come. The main architect for MNK resigned, and we now have a woman, Renee Jimenez, isn't that? Yeah, and she's just great. Firecracker. So we're in good hands.
Okay. Any other agenda items for the next meeting? So
I think we have about 15 or something.
Motion for
adjournment. Motion to close the meeting.
No.
Is that what we're doing?
Adjournment?
Yes.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Second.
Okay.
Did you get all that?
Mm-hmm. Can you call that time, please?
What time is it?
6:51.
6:51, end. Stop.